Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
With the rising fuel price, we have been told that it might be a good idea to consider making your own fuel. Yeah, this is a true story. We have been advised that with the cost of petrol going up the way that it has, the ANC is suggesting that we should be looking to make our own fuel. Claudine Ullmann, she apparently has done quite a lot of research into this space. I don't know if she's an expert on petrol or on alcohol, but maybe, Claudine, you can help us out on that. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Howie?
I'm excellent. Thank you very much for asking. So where is your expertise in the space?
I mean, my expertise, I would say, is on the actual petrol. I've tried this myself, mm-hmm. and it seems to be running completely fine, and it works.
It works. So the idea is that you take a little bit, you take alcohol, which is obviously a lot cheaper than, and obviously you're not going to buy Johnny Walker Blue, but you would use a bit of alcohol that's cheaper than that, and you would manage to make your own fuel, right, for your car?
Well, I've got a particular cocktail mm-hmm. that I like to use, and it is, you know, it's about 2-3 shots of gin.
Right. Any gin. Or do you use like any, you know, London?
I mean, I do go for the expensive stuff.
Yes, because you're classy.
You've got to make sure it's lubricated.
Right. So it depends on the car.
So I would go with like an Inverish Amber, which is also the same color as petrol.
Nice. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yes, and then I'd put like a little bit of cinnamon, possibly some orange slices, some blueberries, and I'd shake that all up with some ice. I'd have a large swig, and whatever's left, I'd put in the car. But yes, swig is just to get you through.
Right, life.
The day.
Yes. Right, exactly. Because I actually drove past somebody. I walked past somebody at the petrol station the other day, and I heard them say, 95 or 93, and the guy said, "No, sorry, just browsing," and I thought, "Whoa." we're getting into a situation here that people are actually window shopping at the petrol station, and that's not good, right? So if we can do some of our own manufacturing with alcohol, with gin, for example, I like the cinnamon addition. Is that for all cars or only sort of Italian?
I think that's for bigger engines, something that just needs a little bit of a kick. Mm. And, I would get creative with it. You know, just try fill that engine. I've got a really big engine and I need quite a lot to get me going. I mean, I'm actually thinking of opening up my own cocktail bar/garage.
Which is nice. Yeah. And you could have like a German section for Mercedes and BMW and can do Glühwein, which is lovely in winter.
Howie? You and I need to go into business together because this is just genius.
Yeah. No, it's got legs, this. I mean, the whole point
is
that...
This is genius. Yeah. And in Oktoberfest, we could use beer.
Yes.
We could make our own beer. We could have pineapple beer.
Right.
That's not for drinking. That's just purely for the car.
Right, exactly, because we're better than that, aren't we? Aren't we?
We're gin kind of people.
Right.
What do the teetotalers do?
Well, I don't know, because it does sound a little uncomfortable to run your car on virgin petrol, right?
Yes. I mean, they're going to have to buy those expensive electric cars
and good luck with Eskom for that. If you know what I mean. I mean, talk about a non-starter in this country, electric vehicles.
We are properly screwed.
Yeah, we are. So the whole idea is that we take government obviously very, very seriously when they ask us to look at these things, and we go into a home production of our own fuel. And I like that. I think.
I mean, Howie, I do want to say that I am the expert in this field. I bartended at... Do you remember Tiger Tiger?
Of course, who doesn't?
I bartended the Tiger Tiger for about 2 weeks.
Wow. Okay, so it's not 10,000 hours, but it's close.
Huge.
Okay, so then you really do know what you're talking about.
Yes.
Right, right.
I'm basically a mixologist.
that's what I've heard. But it was 2 weeks, but it felt like 10,000 hours.
Yeah, I'm literally the Beatles.
Right.
I am the Beatles of mixology, of petrol.
So, which is why obviously we wanted to talk to you about this. So
no, I know when High FM call, they are asking me for my expertise, and I'm here. I'm available, Howie, if you need me.
Right. Okay, so let's just summarize it before we let you go, because I know that you've got a massive, massive business now going on with mixology and producing fuel for different
vehicles.
I'm
basically Shell. I'm health.
Right. I was going to say, but you're more friendly to the environment from what I imagine.
Exactly. I'm not doing any of that oil rigging.
No.
Petrol. This is exactly, put petrol in your car and save the environment.
Absolutely.
That's actually my slogan. I need to work on it. It's not too catchy.
Yeah, it does need a little bit of work, but we could work on that. If you can help us out on 34519 or 0618951019, what would be the slogan for Claudine's business where she is converting alcohol into petrol? It seems as though she drinks the vast majority of it before it even gets to the vehicle, but that's okay, because then you hardly even notice that you have gone absolutely nowhere in a hurry. Claudine Ullman, thank you as always for helping us out this Purim day as we work out how to take the next steps to affordable fuel.